Excuse me, sir.
Hi, it's me, Celine. Is it okay if I come into your office? Yeah, sorry to drop in unannounced. No, I'm fine. I'm sorry I look a little nervous. I just wanted to talk to you about something. Yeah, it's I'm not very good at this, but it's actually about my paycheck. Yes, sir, my paycheck. Why are you looking at me like that? Yeah, I know that everyone got paid today. Cindy from sales actually told me, and I looked in my email and I looked in my bank statement and I didn't really see anything. And I just wanted to make sure that things were okay and that you had all of my information correct and... Wait, what? What do you mean I'm not getting paid? What? This is an unpaid internship? Okay, but the job listing said. Huh, really? Really? Well, yeah, I'm a little upset right now because, like, you know, like your job listing was very unclear as to, you know, the fact that this is unpaid. And honestly, just the fact that this is unpaid pisses me off. Like, I'm sorry for my language. Like, I'm not usually like this, but... Really? Why do I feel like I deserve to get paid? You know, that's really interesting you say that, you know, considering that, what, I'm here about an average of 45 hours a week. That's the equivalent of a full-time job. I'm here. I bring you coffee. I make copies. I take down notes. I'm basically your secretary, but I'm also your coffee girl. I'm also somebody who takes your messages, so I'm like your answering machine, and... Really? You consider all of that unskilled labor? Do you even know what that means? Yeah, because last time I checked, you know, you could do all these things yourself. Like, you could make your own coffee, you could make your own copies, you could take your own messages, you could, you know, like, do all these things, or, you know, you could maybe hire an actual secretary instead of, you know, using some college intern that you're not even paying, apparently, and... Really, really, really. And what, pray tell, experience am I gaining from this internship, huh? You know, like you're, quote, paying me with experience. Exactly what experience am I getting in my field and what I'm studying in college from basically being your unpaid secretary? No, I'm genuinely asking. I am genuinely asking what experience I am getting here besides becoming your coffee girl. Fuck you. You heard me? Fuck you. Pay me. Fire me? Okay. You can fire me if you want, but We both know you're not going to do that. You want to know why I know that? Well, you know, in between being your coffee girl and your answering machine girl and your copy girl and just all these different hats, I also noticed that, well, you really like the fact that I'm a young, pretty girl, a young, pretty woman that's just doing all these things for you. I've seen the way you look at me. In fact, I see the way you're looking at me right now. In fact, if I didn't know any better, sir, I would say that I saw your pants grow a little bit tighter when I said, "Fuck you." I meant it, you know. You can fire me. You can call security. I know it's 4 o'clock on a Friday, but I know they're still here if you call them. Or you can pay me, but not with money since, you know, you're being so stingy with it. No, you're gonna pay me with your cum. No way, your cock just jumped out. And the fact that you're not saying no, you're not pushing me away. You like that? You like the way my hand is stroking you over your boxers. Yeah, and you just jumped out as I pulled them down. You like me on my knees for you? I know this blouse is a little low cut, and I saw you sneaking a few peeks on it, especially as I bent down in front of you to give you your morning cup of coffee. And well, you can definitely see what's underneath now. Yeah. And I'm just looking at you with your cock in the way. You said that this was unskilled labor. Well, let me show you some of my skills then. Yeah, I have lots of skills. But to tell you the truth, here's what a lot of things, what a lot of you seem to get wrong all the time about labor in general. There's no such a thing as unskilled labor. Only labor that you don't want to do yourself. For example, that coffee that I make for you every single morning. Cindy told me about the time I had to call out sick. And you had to make it on your own. And you nearly literally burnt the fucking place down. Like, what's up with that? How the fuck do you burn the place down making coffee? But that's why you got me, right? And another thing. Unpaid internship. They're a fucking joke. Like what? I'm a grown-ass woman. I may be in college. But in this economy, unpaid internships are mainly for the rich. Those are the people who can afford to waste an entire fucking summer, for example, making coffee, taking messages, making copies, for some pompous corporate asshole like you. Folks like me, we can't fucking afford that. Have you seen rent prices lately, huh? Have you seen the cost of living? The cost of living has gone way up. Well, minimum wage hasn't. And you won't even give me minimum wage, you fucking bastard. But you will give me your cum. You're not gonna fire me after today. Not by the way, now you're thrusting your head into my willing belly. I'm not in that. And still labor my ass. Come on, give me some of those lost wages, huh? Give it to me. Oh. Thank you for paying me. What's that? You think we can strike a deal? I would love to. I would love to negotiate a salary. But, I have a few more things I wanted to talk to you about as well. Let me just unbutton my blouse a bit. Yeah, I know you love looking at these tits. You're already getting hard again. Well, we can definitely continue our conversation. Just. Yes, put them between my tits. You like that, sir? Yeah. Yeah, you like that. Yeah, I fucking meant it when I called you a corporate asshole. You want to know one thing that the other coworkers have been just bitching about? I ain't no fucking snitch. I'm not gonna tell you exactly who. But we've already established that you're not gonna fire me, so I'm gonna tell you anyway. You took away the water coolers. I know that sounds stupid. But, that's actually been a way for them to just take mental breaks, for them to just gather around and take a very short break from work, and it doesn't even affect their productivity. And you decided to take it away last week because, quote, like they're wasting time and water bottles exist. It's like, yeah, they exist, but ugh. Anyway, yeah, I'm telling you, put back the water coolers. Yeah, I mean, I promise there's a reason why I'm talking about it right now, with you fucking my tits. Yeah, you like the way your cock is just being milked by my tits. My big, perfect fucking tits. Because you see, here's the thing about this whole water cooler thing. I have this water bottle, and well, yeah, I took it with me in here. I have nothing to put in it. I know I could put water, but after getting a taste of your cum, well, I've decided I want it in here. Yeah, that's right. That's right. I'm going to jerk you off with my tits until you come in this water bottle so I can just take it with me, okay? And we're gonna do this every fucking day. I don't care if you even put the water coolers back. Like, I'm just telling like what my coworkers have been saying. But I want your cum. Yeah. Yeah. Come on. Come on. Yeah, that's it. That's it. Thrust your hips. Thrust your hips, sir. Or do you want to be called daddy? Ooh, you just twitched more. Yeah, daddy. Yeah, you wanna. Yeah, keep jerking. Yeah, You know, let my tits just jerk your cock off. Keep thrusting your hips, daddy. You know, after this, you can be the boss. It's okay, daddy. You can be the boss, daddy. You can be the boss. As long as you give me your fucking cum. Whenever and wherever I fucking ask. I know that, you know, you giving me your cum isn't gonna fix the fact that you're a corporate asshole and an exploitative fuck. But you're gonna give me what I fucking want. Because by being here, you're keeping me from doing the things that I wanna do. And that includes getting a nice hard cock in my mouth, between my tits, and in my fucking pussy. Keep doing that. Keep thrusting your hips. You better fucking let me know, sir, when you're about to come. Oh, I need to catch it in my water bottle. Oh, I really need it. I need it so bad. Oh, yeah, that's it, that's it. Keep going, keep going. Oh, yeah, come on, keep going, keep going. Come on, daddy, come on, please, please come for me, please come for me. Okay, let me just, I jerk you off even harder. Come on, come on, come, oh, yeah, daddy. Oh, yes, such a good, sweet daddy. Good, sweet boss daddy, giving me what I want, paying me. Well. Yeah, that's all I wanted to talk about. I actually have a few more things I need to do before going home for the weekend, but this will tide me over. I need my little beverage. I need my little treat. And, sir, I will see you on Monday. What's that? You want to actually hire me? That depends. Can I still get your cum as a partial form of payment? Yeah. I will have to read over the contract, but I tentatively accept. All right, we'll discuss this more on Monday. Pleasure doing business with you, sir. Bye.